You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, it is a reading episode. I want to talk about reading. Everyone's been talking about reading new books for this 2020 New Year's resolution that they had. Some people are still sticking to it and reading a minimum of 30 minutes a day. Some people are still trying to choose what book to read. So if you're the person on the fence, this post is for you. Now, before we get started, as usual, please share this episode with someone that you know wants to start the reading habit, but haven't been able to because they tell you they're too busy or because they don't have the attention span. These types of posts help everyone, but especially people that already have the idea in mind. Also, do subscribe because I release an episode every single day. So if you're looking for motivation and knowledge every single morning at around 6 a.m. Eastern time, this is the podcast for you. Now, point number one, the benefits of reading 30 minutes a day. Reading helps you focus better during the day. Guys, I can tell you for a fact, when I wake up in the morning and I do not read something and I don't focus on something to read for at least 30 minutes, I get sidetracked during the day. Because when I don't read, my mind is wandering from one topic, from one task to the other, and so on and so forth, every 5 minutes or so. So when I do that in the morning and I set myself up for that type of behavior during the day, I'm not able to really dial in on the things that are important to me for my business, my family, and my friends. So when I read, though, for 30 minutes, my mind already gets used to focusing on one task for an extended period of time. And 30 minutes really don't, you know, if you think about it, it's not that much, right? So that 30 minutes in the morning will definitely help you set yourself up for success, all right? Now, point number two, when you read 30 minutes a day, you develop better discipline and you become more productive. Now, this has nothing to do with reading, but more to do with the ability to focus on one thing every single day, or rather to do one thing every single day. So even if that thing is a cold shower, going to the gym, or doing something else for yourself that it's generally a bit harder to do, but if you get to do the one task 7 days a week, guys, 7 days a week, that is the most important thing you can do, all right? No, point number three, you can apply the knowledge to your everyday life. Now, depending on what types of books you read, this can be true. Now, if you're reading a lot of fiction books, well, it may help you with your concentration. There's really not a lot of value that you can apply to your everyday life. Also depends on what types of books. For example, I love reading Paulo Coelho's books because although they tend to be on the fiction side, they are packed with useful information and knowledge that you can apply to your own life. But generally speaking, when you're reading nonfiction books, whether it's a business book, a marketing book, you're going to be able to get that knowledge and then use it to grow your business, to better your relationships with your friends and family members, to get better at sales, you name it, whatever you want to focus on and get better at, read 30 minutes about that topic. In a matter of a month or two, you're going to know more than 99% of the population. Point number four, it makes you a better communicator and storyteller. Let me tell you more about this. Guys, you probably hear my Italian accent somewhat strong sometimes, maybe not all the time, but I was born and raised in Rome until when I was 19, 20 years old. Then I moved to Toronto, Canada, and I lived there for 14, 15 years. So I can tell you for a fact that without the reading part, I would not been able to run my podcast, run the show, to speak for an extended period of time, day in and day out. The reason why I am able to communicate the way I do right now, and don't get me wrong, I can definitely get a lot better, but I am also a lot better than when I first moved to Canada, is because I tend to read a lot. I read a lot of books about business. I read a lot of books about marketing. I read a lot of books about sales, about any topic that really interests me. And that's where I find words that I didn't know before, or ways of communicating that I never even thought were, you know, possible in a way. And that's what I'm trying to say. The more you read, the better you will get at communicating with people. And communication is the root of all sort of success, because if you're good at communicating, you can get better at sales and sell your products and services. You can communicate better with your partner if there's an issue. You can communicate better with your family members. I mean, there are so many good reasons why reading will help your communication skills as well. So I hope you enjoyed the short episode, and until next time, up your game.